You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, we are the Tao of Indifference podcast, and we're here to fuck shit up. Delaney, what's up?
Word.
Oh, man, how's the baby?
How's the baby? What baby? What are you talking about?
Your daughter? Your young child daughter? Your baby daughter?
She's good. She's sleeping.
Yes, the daughter that's a baby, not the daughter that's like five. Yes, you should really learn how to keep track of them. Which one is it? Oh, man. Delaney, I think it's too soon to be forgetting that you have a baby. But
yeah, that is too soon. That's a good segue.
Too soon. Today we wanted to talk about too soon. Too soon. Yeah. I was thinking about this because I think I mentioned it in a podcast previously. I was like, yeah, nobody's told me they love me like romantically in a while. And then I was like, wait, what happens if I start dating someone and I'm like, hey, girl, I love you. And she's like, too soon. Too soon, bro. Chill. So let's ask some questions about that. Delaney, it's not going to be too soon for I love you first. I would like to know, what do you think is too soon to have sex with someone? Wait, let me preface this by saying, because I don't think that there's any too soon to have sex ever, but let's say I want to be in a relationship with someone and they're commitment minded. How soon is too soon to have sex with them then?
If they're commitment minded?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I think if you can go a solid 3 months, I think that's good.
What? That's crazy, dog. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So sooner than 3 months is too soon.
Yeah, I think the first 2 months is... I would say the first month is too soon. I think if you just really want to prove to them that you're, you know, willing to go the distance, I would say just wait 3 months.
Delaney, that's a great choice. You know what my too soon is?
What?
Like within an hour of meeting them, I would say that too soon is if you want to date for a relationship and you plan to meet and you bone them immediately, that's too soon. But
I agree.
Caveat. I think I was 19 years old. Oh, it's story time. I was 19 years old. I was about to start a job. It was my first day at McDonald's. And I'd been messaging a woman, I'm pretty sure from an AOL chat room, and her nickname was Paprika.
Paprika?
Yeah, I'll tell you who it was after we get off this. I don't want to blow her up. She's like married and has a kid. And I don't want to blow her up. But anyway, I was 19. We planned to meet. She came over to my apartment. My mom's apartment. And then she had sex with me. And then I went to McDonald's to start my first day at work. And then we dated. It did not end well. So that's too soon. I'm going to say, of all the times I've had sex, like very soon, that was too soon. I think first date sex is okay. You guys just have to be on the same page. Usually they aren't. Most people are not on the same page if they have first date sex. That's not to say it's impossible. I've met people who have had first date sex with after I've spent like 12 hours with them. And I was like, yeah, this feels okay. But again, I don't have morals. So what are you going to do? All right, Delaney, how soon is too soon on your side?
Well, my how soon is too soon to reveal all of your secrets, your deep, dark secrets.
Oh, man. I will go first, then. I'm going to say within, like, the first 20 years of knowing someone. No, in all seriousness, I would say too soon, if you're going to give me, like, a specific time, I would say 6 months. Like, if you are just like, let me tell you all my secrets within the first 6 months, might be a little too soon, but in terms of relationship milestones, if they're not your committed partner, that's really, and that's also like 6 months is usually how long it takes anyway.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Mine is actually longer. Mine is like, you know, 2 years.
Oh my God.
You said 20 at first.
Oh man, I am just the slutty one in this podcast, which is, I mean, we knew that going in. It's not a surprise to either one of us that I'm all about my hoe shit. Delaney.
Yeah.
How soon is too soon to have a relationship-defining talk? Ooh, now, I want to say that a relationship-defining talk can be, are we going to be in a relationship, or do you think this maybe might lead into a relationship? So it doesn't have to be, you know, what are we, and if we're not in a relationship, fuck you. It could just be like, yo, where's this going, so I know.
I would say after the first date.
Oh, great answer. Oh, that's such a good answer. That's really good. That's so good. Mine is a little more than yours. I would say at least like a month is too, within a month, which also encompasses a first date, obviously. A month and or 4 to 5 dates. Like fifth date you could maybe get away with, but like sixth date, 100%, you could be like, yo, what are we right now? Because I'm not getting any younger. Meet me at the altar with your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do this. Do you know the rest of the lyrics?
We might as well do this. Let's get married.
Baby, let's get married. Was that the last time Reverend Run dropped a lyric?
Oh, that's right. Wasn't he on that song? No, that was not mine. He was in the Walk This Way, but I don't think he said anything. I think he was just in the video.
Oh, they did like a new song?
Not Walk This Way. Dilated Pupils, that song they did on I Get High, Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he was just in the video. Anyway.
Yeah, he was just in the video. Yeah.
Anyway, where were we?
You were talking about how soon is too soon to defining relationship. So now it's my turn.
Yes, go shoot.
So how soon is too soon to go on a vacation together?
Ooh. Okay. Well, let's go by the last time we went on a romantic vacation. I was in a relationship for about like a year. So, you know, let's say, oh, you know what? Let's not do time. Let's do where you were in the relationship. I would say if you have been together for under 6 months, okay. If you've been together under 6 months, that's too soon to go on a vacation with someone. You don't really know them that well, unless you just have money like that. You know, like if you're a millionaire, like do what you want. But like normal people, 6 months. Like once you hit that 6 month mark, maybe go on a romantic vacation together. But before that, nah, it's too soon. What about you, Delaney?
I was going to say it actually depends on the length of vacation and who's paying for it. So.
Soon. All right, Delaney, I gotta ask you, how soon is too soon to say I love you?
Twelve hours. No.
Yes, obviously. Yes, thank you. Yes, 1 minute.
I honestly think it. I would say maybe 2 to 3 months. I think that's too soon. Unless you're like in those 2 to 3 months, like a lot happened. Like it was like an epic 2 to 3 months. I really think it takes a lot of time to develop.
Right.
I think a lot of people mistake, like, you know, just liking someone a lot or just infatuation or in love with love. But I think you really should give it some time to actually know that it's love and not just, oh, I just think this person was cool.
That's a great answer, Delaney. That does remind me, or not remind me, that just made me think about it. Like, so I had an answer, but then I was thinking, like, what if there's, like, a scientific answer that's much better? Because since I get to go last. and I think that at least a month. You have to wait at least a month. Because, like you said, it goes to what you said. You know, like, those first, you know, couple dates, first week, if you feel really intensely for someone, it can feel like love. But then it really could just be infatuation. So I think you got to give it a little bit of time to settle and then feel it around. I think the last time that I told someone that I loved them, let's see, 1, 2, it's 5 months for me, the last time. The last time it was 5 months. Yeah, it was like 5 months to the day almost. So yeah, and I think before that, the last time was, I don't do it very often, obviously. The last time was probably 4 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe even less now that I think about it. Yeah, because we met in April and we were doing like super coupley stuff by June. Oh, it was probably less, but I was also 22. So take that with a grain of salt. The last time I told somebody I loved them romantically, I was like 28. So maybe as I get older, it'll be like 2 years and I'm like, I think I love you. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. I'm dead now. I'm a ghost. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that you love me now that I'm a ghost, Demetrius, you fucking douchebag. But have you met my ghost fiance yet, Delaney?
No.
She's lovely. She's great. The thing is, though, like, she wears a scarf around her neck. Just don't ask her to take it off because then her head falls off. It's like a whole thing. Like, I don't want to get into it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get into it. But, like, don't ask her to take the scarf off because then her head's going to... And then I got to, like, go find her ghost body again. It's all... Oh, ghost relationships are so hard. Oh, man. Delaney, you're up last.
Okay, so how soon is too soon to introduce your family to your other person?
Ooh. I'm going to do relationship status first, and then I'll work backwards from there.
I was thinking status as well.
Yeah, they have to be your partner. Like, you have to have some form of commitment in some way. Monogamous or otherwise, they have to be your committed partner. And I feel like if you're going to introduce somebody to your family, if you believe in love, obviously, you should already have told them that you love them. And you need to have had to, you need to have had at least once a discussion about your future. So with those caveats aside, if you're somebody who like doesn't talk about future and doesn't talk about love, etc., before 6 months, maybe a year. If you live in the same town as your family, you can maybe 6 months. Before 6 months would be too soon, but after 6 months, you're okay. If you live like far away from your family, it might be too soon. You know, yeah, no, 6 months. No, 6 months. 6 months is a good number. Because if you live far away from your family, you're only going to visit like for an occasion, and that occasion is probably going to be the holidays anyway. So, you know, if you wait 8 months and then it's Thanksgiving and you're like, well, it's not 1 year, then you have to wait 12 more months after that. You know, like, it's going to be like 20 months. And then you're like, okay, we've been dating for 2 years. They've not met my family. That's weird. So, yeah, 6 months. Or if it's like 5 months, you guys have had those discussions and it's the holidays, like, you might as well pull the trigger, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't meet my last ex's family until a solid year and a half of dating. Which was, I think it had more to do with, like, we were off and on a lot, so, you know, it made sense on the time. The one before that, I think I met her mom definitely, like, in, well, because I moved in with her, so it's, like, a different timetable, but I definitely met her mom, at least, like, I want to say, 5 months, and that was when she met my mother, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, somehow I'm becoming less commitment-oriented as I get older, apparently. Or, like, way more cautious about dating. I wonder what that says. I took everyone out to a nice, really cool Cajun dinner. The place closed, though. It was on Atlantic Avenue, and it was amazing. Oh, so good. Oh, it was the first time I had beignets. Oh, it was the first time I had catfish. And that was also the first time that I learned that my mother has a weird thing about catfish where she won't eat catfish, right? My mom refuses to eat catfish. Do you know why, Delaney?
No.
Because she was bit by a catfish.
Oh.
What kind of weirdo shit is that? I'm just like, oh my God, my mother is a wonderful person, but that is the weirdest thing about her. She's also scared of squirrels. So, you know. Anyway, Delaney.
and she can be in the WNBA when she sees a mouse. Like,
oh my God, yeah. She's got crazy hops.
When she sees a mouse.
If she sees a mouse, she will jump up onto like the rafters. She's got mad ups. Like out of nowhere. Like, how are you dunking right now? Delaney, what about you?
I'm going to say at time, I'm gonna stick with the year status. I'm going to say depending on who your family is and how, because you know there are some families like you'll meet someone's military dad who's like, when, how are you gonna treat my daughter? When are you gonna make her an honest woman? It's like we actually don't plan on doing that, and then you know then I got plans on killing you. So I think it really just depends on how your family is and how they would treat your significant other, and if you're not like what your family would want them to be, I would say, you know, at least a year, so that way you can say, hey, I don't care if you guys approve of this. This is my significant other. We've been together for a year, and we like being together, period, you know. But I wouldn't do that to somebody who you've only known for a few months. If you're a crazy family.
Good call. I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's a great call. Delaney, that was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Delaney, I think that's it. Listeners, thank you so much for listening and subscribing and tweeting me, especially the people who tweet me and give me ideas, because I always run out of ideas because my brain is a hallway with no doors. It's an infinite hallway, and I forget a lot of stuff. But seriously, though, I really appreciate all your support and your subscribes and your tweets and your like. And I always forget to tell people, like, there's a Facebook page for the Dalvin Difference, and you should like it. And thank you once again, and I hope you guys have a good night.
And good luck out there.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dow of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Dow of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at dowofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.